starting line.
If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
Rick, join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
A drag race, they're sideways, and it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
We're back. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. That is me, aka EG3, Eddie Greer III. Here with you guys tonight. Once more time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of motorsports, particularly NASCAR, mostly 95% of the time. For those of you new to the podcast, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Big D's here as well, the producer of this podcast, and we are here inside the EG3 garage area, and it has been misting pretty much most of the day here as we're recording this here on this Monday evening. Other than that, it's been pretty nice out. It's almost that time. We got football around the corner this weekend. It actually started over the weekend with the Gators and the Canes going at it. Florida outlasting Miami there Saturday night. And we're recording this podcast episode Monday, August 26th, 2019. And man, fall's around the corner. We got football. The preseason's almost finally over. And we are back from a rare week off. But not necessarily a week off from the post-race edition of the podcast, which is back here this week. Obviously, we didn't do one last week, and you're going to get a summary from me from Bristol here in the second half of this podcast here tonight. Post-race reaction from Canada and, of course, the other road course in Road America where the Xfinity Series did battle over the weekend. Of course, before we dive in anymore, of course, please, please, please tell your friends once again about a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. We were in the haulers there last week with the post-race, but we did have an interview posted up with Raja last week. If you did not do that, I highly encourage you to do that along with the rest of our interviews. And we're kind of MIA with our other person that's supposed to be getting with us here, but I'm keeping that name under wraps right now. Hopefully I will get back here to him this weekend. I thought at least we had thought we had a guest here for this Darlington throwback weekend here, Big D, but you know what? I don't know if we're going to have one, to be honest with you, but it is what it is. But if so, then good and awesome. If not, we're just going to move on forward, because either way, though, we're going to have another episode here later this week getting you set for throwback weekend as the NASCAR Cup Series, but in particularly getting down to it, folks. Two races to go before the NASCAR postseason, and we got some big names in big-time trouble. And the Xfinity Series, of course, winding out their regular season. We'll talk about them here in a little bit, but we're going to just dive right on in. And, of course, 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast is on Apple Podcasts. Please leave us a rating. Please, 5-star rating and review of your choice here. And I'll explain more of that as we dive on in here on a shortened version of the post-race edition of the podcast. Let's get it started. Canada, folks. Goodness gracious, the Brett Moffitt Show rode steamrolled in the Canadian Motorsport Tire Park. And he, Jerry Baxter and crew, Moffitt, the defending champion of the series, is off to a heck of a start. Back-to-back wins in the playoffs so far. Dominating win yesterday at Canadian Motorsports Tire Park. And he takes the win over there last week, and I gotta tell you, this is impressive there, and this is bad news for the rest of the field. Brett Moffitt saying in his post-race interview there yesterday that you know, we're hitting our stride at the right time. That's gotta be bad news for the competition here coming up there. But that's bad news for the rest of the competition there. Moffitt hitting his stride at the right time here, as postseason time here for the trucks. There's really not much here to talk about here, other than the fact that Moffitt just straight up beat down on the competition there at K&N Motorsports Tire Parkway there, and he was already locked in to the postseason as it already was there. And now you got an interesting situation in the postseason there, as in a couple weeks, the first cutoff race for the truck playoffs at Vegas, and an interesting storyline already going in that final race of the round of eight there. But how about there, Austin Hill there in the fifth spot there, coming back there from pitting there late in the race there. And I didn't expect that performance from him, to be totally honest with you there. Austin Hill coming there in the fifth spot here, running down through the playoff drivers here. Johnny Sauter, who started 13th there, finished in the sixth spot, aka Lap Traffic Fantasy pick this past weekend. Stuart Friesen, who wrecked the primary truck in practice over the weekend, bounced back for a seventh place finish. He was as high as fourth there late in the race, and yeah, he ran out of gas coming to the checkered flag there, but got lucky there with all that said and done, especially with the plop situation, what it is right now. Ross Chastain won stage two there, and oh, by the way, Moffitt won stage one, and then, of course, your race winner, Chastain, would pull the way in stage two there. And as Ross does try to fiercely fight his way through the field, not enough time there, as he and a couple of other trucks there were battling fiercely. Of note, Sheldon Creed, Tyler Rankin in there as well. Tyler Rankin, another playoff driver, dead last heading into the cutoff race there, is 14 back. Ingram, though, finished the ninth spot there. Matt Crafton outside the top 10 there. Started 10th, finished 11th. And your regular season champion, ooh, we're going to get into this right now, Grant Emminger, started 14th and ended the day 13th there. And a regular season champion right now. Not mistaken, if you want to change the TV screen over to the postseason standings right now, here, obviously, Moffitt already locked in to next round, and he's going to be looking for the sweep in the round of eight series there as he goes. And he finished second the last time the trucks were in this race, or at this racetrack, excuse me. Yeah, you can tell it's been a minute since I've been on here live, of course, recording this podcast. Moffitt finished second, and I'm going to have Big D do his research there. Moffitt are locked in. Chastain is pretty much going to be heading to the round of six here coming up here. Switching over to the playoff screen right here. Here's where the bubble is really, really clustered up here. Stuart Friesen. This was huge for multiple reasons here. Friesen running out of gas, coming toward the line, and if he would have held that fourth spot, he would have got a couple more points there. But even though you got to look at the situation here, it would have been still tight, but it is really, really tight. Breezing is third right now, Crafton, Austin Hill, and look who is in that final spot, the transfer. Your regular season champion who came in these playoffs with no wins. Talk about that. Even with the situation of you're the regular season champ, you get those 15 bonus points that carry you throughout the playoffs right now, Grant Evinger. No room, margin room for error hanging in Vegas here. Even though, yes, Evinger, folks, is your defending winner. He won this race in overtime a year ago. He's going to have to look for at least to carry that magic going to Vegas in a few weeks there. And at that time, that's going to be the beginning of the postseason for the Cup Series. And I believe that's the finale for the Xfinity Series. But that's going to be a heck of a weekend there in Vegas in a few weeks. And Johnny Sauter, -2 going in that race in a few weeks. And as I mentioned a few moments ago, Tyler Ankrum, 14 out of the lead, or out of the sixth place. Yeah, he has a lot of work to do. He's pretty much, I mean, yeah, he can probably point your way in, but I believe in this point in time here, we call this a must-win situation. This is a 3-wide NASCAR podcast. And oh, I didn't mention this. Coming at you from Manhattan, Kansas, where I reside in the middle of the United States, MHK to Manhattan, Kansas, where it's been pretty much surprisingly misting all day. I thought pretty much the weather guys here, or I shouldn't say here, but we listen, me and the wife listen to, or of course we watch the news, but we get the news from Topeka, which is about 45 minutes away. And them guys got it wrong again. It's supposed to be sunshine today with the same comfortable temperatures here in the Midwest. Not so. We're getting wet conditions here today. So, yeah, like I said earlier at the top of this podcast, folks, yeah, we're about to reach fall here. And we got fall sports heating up, football starting. I'm excited for that. It starts full go this week, Thursday night, with Clemson, Georgia Tech, and all, and a few other games and all that. So definitely exciting here. And this finale in a few weeks is going to be something for the Cape World Truck Series. You can't get any tighter than this, with third and seventh separated by mere inches of one another. It's going to be fun, folks, when it comes down to it. Somebody big is going to go out of this first round. And I had a 98 truck go to the final four. That's in jeopardy. But Chastain and Moffitt right now solidifying themselves. And Chastain, hint, hint here, all he needs is a seventh place finish or better, pretty much, to automatically secure himself into the next round. So, barring anything catastrophic happens with that truck, Chastain is pretty much on his way towards the round of six in the the Get It Outdoor Truck Series playoffs. You're listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 here. And some attaboys here from the truck series from the Chevy Silverado race. There, as we switch gear, the Chevy Silverado 250, that's a mouthful to say here, as Alex Taglioni drove the 51 truck, and if I would have known that a little sooner, I might have gone with him. Yeah, he didn't get any stage points, but that could have been my choice there, but instead I went with the points, needing some points going into the final 2 weeks, with, of course, I'm talking about lap traffic fantasy, and yeah, we're obviously not going to make the postseason, but we're still on the outskirts of the top 25. Still, Big D, 25. We're less than 20 points out. We're about, I think, 17 or 18 points out. Yeah, it's tough making those points up, but hopefully, a few of those in front of us make the wrong picks, and we can get a couple in, and hopefully next year. I can be a tad better with the picks, or at least going with my first choice, because I've done this numerous times. I thought, oh yes, this would be a good choice here, but yeah, never mind. I'm gonna change it to this guy. So yeah, it's definitely tough. We're in the middle of it. Hopefully next year things will be a little bit better on that end. So, but of course, another non-playoff driver in Ben Rhodes finished third. Great run for Sheldon Creed, in the four spot. We've pretty much been bouncing around from playoff drivers to the not playoff drivers here. Let's run it down here from the Chevy Silverado 250 from Canada yesterday. Moffitt, Taglioni, Rhodes, Creed, Hill, your top five. Johnny Sauter, Friesen, Chastain, Ingram, and Raphael Lessard in the 54 truck for DGR this week for Natalie Decker. Come home in the top 10 position right there. Of course, next time the truck's on track, I just talked about it, folks, the round 8 finale. Who goes into the next round? And which two drivers are going to be looking ahead towards next season here? Coming up here, Las Vegas World of Westgate 200, September 13th on FS1. That is going to be a barn burner, ladies and gentlemen. Looking forward to that. Once again, you're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, post-race edition of the podcast tonight. EG3 here with you guys here. In the EG3 garage area here in Manhattan, Kansas. Wet Manhattan, Kansas. It's been misting most of the afternoon, most of the day, really. So there is that. All right, folks, switching gears over to the Road America dance for the Xfinity Series, which happened on Saturday. And only caught a lot. I listened to majority of this race on radio, did not watch this race, but had an opportunity to watch, though, the last handful of laps there before going to a small group event there on Saturday afternoon over here in Manhattan, Kansas. But how about this, folks? Lap traffic fantasy pick here for me wins the race. Christopher Bell, C. Bell, gets the road course achievement there. And he's been stellar on road course this year. That's awesome. That's why I also picked him as well, because he's had at the Glen and I can't remember the other road course on top of my head right now. I know the Watkins Glen and yet Mid-Ohio. There we go. Mid-Ohio finishing the top three, or actually top two, to Austin Center, who's going to try to not necessarily clean sweep, but going for the triple on-road courses did not happen, even though Cindric went from 20th to 2nd, kind of like a video game there, in regulation there, with a wild final restart, Almendinger there, going off course there, off the front end of Gregson there. Almendinger finished deep in the field. Matty Benedetto had an awesome ride going for him until he did not finish it. Went into the gravel and his on the final corner into the gravel, coming off that emotional second place finish at Bristol. Di Benedetto could not hang on to it, and we all love you, Matt. We all love you, Matty D. But damn, you got to finish that right there. And I don't know how much space between. I know Cinder was coming in fast there. And he was close there. He was close quarters, so I could definitely see that. But damn, you gotta finish that right there, especially when you're fighting there for your employment situation there for next year. There, pretty much there. Even yes, Matty D did not win the race there. His teammate did, Christopher Bell. But in that situation there, yes, the finish does not show for it there, unfortunately. But in this case here, man, I mean, performance only goes so far. You have to match it. And we've seen it numerous times, not only on road courses, but mile and a half tracks, 2 mile straight play tracks where you run up front all day and all of a sudden, bam, something happens to you and you got nothing for so far other than a crappy finish there. And that's what happened to Matty D right there. Final corner, coming to the checkers and went off course there, and Cindric took advantage of it, took second, and Matty D finished deep in the field. That's what you got right there. Almendinger was up front most of the day there until getting tagged there by Gregson. So that's too bad for Adrian Almendinger right there. But the big three all year long, we talked about it on this podcast, on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, C. Bell, worst secret doll in NASCAR. Most likely, we'll end up in a 95 car, so not going to elaborate too much on that. Tyler Reddick and his aspirations for Cup continues there. Reddick trying to finish off the regular season strong there. Comes up in the third spot right there. And Cole Custer, a few times in this race, had suffered some damage to his car there in route, and I thought he was going to be toasted there throughout this race there. Yes, you know, at this point in the game where, you know, you've got quite a bit of playoff points here in the regular season, of course, yeah, you want more, but Cole Custer there rallied back from two laps down to finish inside the top 10 there as Big D switches our big screen TV down here with the Xfinity Series here. Yeah, Cole Custer started fourth, had an adventurous day, and still two laps down in the 10th position. Justin Allgaier, your defending winner from 1 year ago, guys. He finished in a ninth spot. He, too, had some issues there. He went off course at the end of stage one there. And I thought he, too, was in trouble as well. It turns out he rallies back for a ninth place finish. And big nugget on Allgaier, folks. He's still yet to win this year in the Xfinity Series after a tremendous year ago. That's been a distant memory now. Allgaier, nothing doing in the win column in 2019 so far. So if he's gonna be a player in these playoffs, especially you have little playoff points to show for it here. I believe he has only 4 points to this point, and when you insert Big D, the top 10 finish or top 10 in the standings points, you get that as well. So for those of you who are like, what the heck are you talking about? All right, so plot points is where you earn stage wins. If you're leading at the end of the stage, you get a plot point. If you, of course, get a win, that's 5 extra plot points. So the max in a race you can get is 7, if my math's correct, of course. And then, of course, if you finish in the top 10 in the regular season, you also earn plow points for your position that will add on if you earn any more stage points at all. So, Allgaier, I believe he has 4 or 5. I'm not mistaken, but he's had a couple of good race cars, of course. Bristol comes to mind. He has had a couple of opportunities there to get score wins and couldn't get it done as well. So, yeah, he's going to have his work cut out for him here. He's going to have literally no margin for error there if he's going to transfer. But C. Bell, whew, I believe he has 43 playoff points right now. And we're, 3 races away from the playoffs here. Darlington, if I'm right, Darlington, Indy, and Vegas. Whew, he has a chance to add some more. That's pretty much a walk-in. But, of course, that being said, of course, last year, you have a couple bad races in the playoffs that can be all wiped away fast. So, I mean, but damn, Christopher Bell is chomping at these playoff points right now and eating them all up right now. So, definitely, Christopher Bell out there for revenge and trying to at least get back to the Final Four and have a solid shot at the championship in the Xfinity Series. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast here in it, live from Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Gritter, here with the guys on this post-race edition of the podcast, coming off a rare off weekend. We are back and ready to roll through the rest of the regular seasons, respectively for the Cup and Xfinity, and of course that playoff push. We are here all the way through Homestead, where we will crown champion through 3 divisions and, of course, 2 divisions. Well, I should say really all 3 divisions are on repeat alert, and especially if Brett Moffitt in the Truck Series continues what he's doing right now. Whew, he's going to be tough to beat. Yes, Ross Chastain is awfully, awfully hungry for his first NASCAR championship. But right now, Brett Moffitt looks very good right now. And I want to go back to the Xfinity Series here real quick, folks. I want to give another call out. This is the guy I wanted to pick for the Xfinity at Road America. This Jeremy Kmetz. He's riding hot right now. He's outside the playoff picture right now. But that this team, independent team right now, they're doing some work right now. Finished, I believe, eighth here if we roll the screen back to where it was. Yes, eighth place after starting ninth. Good run. Of course, Jeremy Kmetz, a former winner at this racetrack, put down a solid. He's put down some solid performances here. And be interested to see what he does at Darlington this weekend. But of course, that team right now rolling all cylinders. And yeah, he might not make the playoffs, but that team right now has a lot of momentum right now in late in the regular season. You take a look at the top 10 here. Christopher Bell, win number 6 in 19. And of course, career win in the Xfinity Series, number 14 there for Christopher Bell. And he did a fine job there of holding off A.J. Allmendinger late in this race there. I thought Allmendinger was going to get Bell a few times there on those late restarts there. But Christopher Bell, you know, this was his weakness coming off of last year, you know, not being a big fan of these. And, of course, the restricted plate game as well there. But awfully impressive. He led 10 laps in this race, Bell did, en route to his first road course win there. And awfully impressive by C. Bell. Austin Shedrick was going for 3 straight road course wins. Comes up awfully short there. And it would have been awfully interesting if there would have been a caution there. Shedrick playing the video games right there. I mean, interesting there. If you bunch them back up, Shedrick might have had something there for C. Bell, though. We never know. Tyler Reddick finished in 3rd spot. Noah Gregson. Awesome run for him. Of course, got tangled up there. Allmendinger there. Just a racing deal. From what AJ said, it finished 4th. Cass, my man, Grala. Cass Grala finished in the 5th position there Saturday there. Of course, a road course expert himself. Cass Grala, this dude, he's a full-time ride in the Xfinity Series. I mean, this is the first time we've seen him in a few months, Big D. And he put on a good show there. In the fifth, finishing the 5th spot there, Justin Haley. Great run, 6 for Haley. Chase Briscoe won a stage. He finished in the 7th spot. I mentioned Kmetz earlier, 8th. Justin Allgaier, 9th. And Cole Custer finished in the 10th spot here. Matty D, where do you finish at? Yeah, you finished in the 27th position. And AJ Allmendinger finished a couple spots ahead of him. Finishing the 24th spot there. Brandon Jones, the struggle continues for Brandon Jones there. 16th there. Regan Smith made another appearance in the Xfinity Series. Finished in the 13th spot right there. So that's some of the notables right there. From the Road America race, the C-Tech Manufacturing 180, which went to Christopher Bell. You're listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast here. Tonight, on this post-race edition of the podcast, 80 grid of 30. Before we take our brief intermission here, real quick, of course, you can follow me at EG3_FastEddie. Again, at EG3_FastEddie. And once again, another friendly reminder. This is part of our first time giveaway here. 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Find that wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, Audioboom, Stitcher, Apple Podcast. On that, please leave a 5-star rating and review there. And of course, we are looking for 25 5-star ratings there and at least close to 5 reviews for an opportunity to unlock our first giveaway. A couple of diecasts I want to give away to one lucky follower on my Twitter handle at EG3. And we cannot do this without you loyal listeners of this podcast. If you've been listening from the beginning, please tell your friends about this podcast. Yes, this podcast probably gets lost with the 20 other NASCAR podcasts, but please, we're continuing to grow. That's what we want. This is not about the fame and anything like that. We want to get this name out here. We're doing it in the middle of the United States, the Midwest part of the United States, in country Manhattan, Kansas, K-State, where we do it, baby, KSU. That's how we do it. EG3 Show, 3Y NASCAR podcast. You name it, we got it. And we're looking forward to the rest of the way. And exciting racing is upon us here. Throwback weekend. We got the airplanes going on top of us right now. 3Y, EG3, can't get much better than that. So please tell your friends, spread the word about this podcast. And yes, yes, add the 3Y NASCAR podcast to your collection of sports podcasts throughout the week. That's our social plug-in. Business is done. And now it's time for our intermission here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. When we return, I'll summarize. Of course, we didn't have a post-race last week, so I'll summarize, you know, the emotion of Bristol. And yet, we'll take a look at the playoff picture there in the Cup Series. EG3 helmet stickers and a couple of news nuggets from the news in NASCAR racing news. 3Y with EG3 returns in just a bit.
NASCAR podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The 3Y NASCAR podcast is back on the airwaves from the MHK EG3. Here with you guys one more time. We're back from the intermission break. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR. The 3Y NASCAR podcast, Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Take a quick look at the standings in the regular season for the Xfinity Series. The top two separated by 45 points. Reddick hanging on there on Christopher Bell right there as we switch gears. If the plus will start there, Christopher Bell, 53 points total right there. If the playoffs were to start this week in the Xfinity Series right there. So Bell chopping at the bit to get where he wants to be. All right, time for my summary here. Not going to go full-blown because we're going to be short on time. I wanted to keep it brief here tonight. Of course, Denny Hamlin, the hottest driver in NASCAR right now in the Cup Series. Sizzling hot right now. Denny Hamlin ran down Matty D a couple weeks ago at Bristol, where I predicted on this podcast a couple weeks ago that Matty D, this was his opportunity to get it done at Bristol. And it came up few laps short. And yes, Ryan Newman might have something to do with that. But anyways, though, Denny Hamlin, though, ran Matty D down for a big win. And now he is locked up, tied for second in plot points with Martin Truex Jr. and Joe Gibbs Racing. The domination of Joe Gibbs Racing last year, ladies and gentlemen, it was all about Stuart Haas Racing. And yet, when it came down to the final four, it was Joey Logano who hoisted the trophy in November in Miami Homeway. Hopes at Speedway. And now, will we get the same little thing here at the end of the year? Well, we still have a lot of racing to go. We still have 900 miles to go, and also pending overtime in the regular season. Matt DiBenedetto, the 95 car. It's funny to me that It all ironically almost came into fruition. Of course, you had Denny Hamlin's former crew chief before Chris Gabehart and Mike Wheeler, now the crew chief of 95, and currently his driver, Matty DiBenedetto. Of course, you have your aka Toyota teammate in Matty DiBenedetto. And so, and Hamlin had, who started on the pole in this race a couple weeks ago, he came back from a couple of hours. This cat in this team right here, I don't know how to get it done. This took me back to Texas, where he was, I believe, was a couple laps down as well at some point, dealing with tire issues left and right. And this team continues to be resilient, came back to win that race, right? Okay, and then Hamlin here at Pocono, same little thing here. And when it comes down to business here, and yeah, we can laugh and joke around with this 11, and I think people are kind of subsiding the fact that mistakes are magnified. I get, yes, Denny Hamlin is, of course, the odds-on favorite. You know, not the odds-on, I should say. Let me rephrase that. Okay, Denny Hamlin, is, of course, is going to be one of the contenders for to get in the Championship Four. And when he gets there, he's the most talented driver right now. And we obviously, you hear it in all the podcast shows right now, is the best driver without championship. It's been well documented. Of course, blew it with Jimmy Johnson back in 2010. Yeah, we all know how that went down over there. And if it comes down to a Championship Four situation, if Denny Hamlin were to get there, yes, he's won at that racetrack. And, you know, it's getting overlooked. That you can play whatever, play around with it now. I mean, it comes back to a couple years ago in this same situation with the Southern 500. You know, Truex leading that, and Denny Hamlin, you know, the missing pit road and all that other stuff, and still somehow ran down Truex down and won that race. Yes, he's the king of comebacks. He's probably, if you were to pick a second half driver in the races that comes on late and win races, a closer, you know, Kevin Harvick, you know, is a closer, right? This cat, I mean, this cat, Kyle Busch, I put Hamlin, leapfrog Kyle Busch, and put Hamlin 1B to Harvick's 1A right now. Denny Hamlin knows how to close out races in Fury. He did it a couple weeks ago at Bristol, right? But you put him in that situation against possible another Joe Gibbs Racing teammate, whether that's Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., a Logano, a Keselowski, a such, or a Chase Elliott in that situation. I mean, you make a mistake, especially late in this, you're not going to come back from it. And it will, if Denny Hamlin, this is his best shot. I mean, the dominoes are in effect for Denny Hamlin to get to Miami. This is his best chance he got. He is rolling right now, and he's coming in this week to Darlington. The best track on his resume at this point. And that might be an argument. Yes, Martinsville, Homestead, where I just talked about you, he's a former winner there in that instance, but you put him in a playoff type situation where mistakes will be magnified to a T, ladies and gentlemen. That I gotta tell you, man, that you know that crew made mistakes, and still Denny Hamlin with fast race cars, you can overcome them, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of Truex a little bit. You know, you can overcome those mistakes with fast race cars and all that, but when it came down to the championship, Truex was on point a couple years. You know, the pit crew and all that made mistakes, but when it came time for crunch time, that team, that 7-8 team in 17, came down, and they came down to play ball, and they were on point. That's what this 11 team is going to have to do. And they're going to go on and be a part of that Final Four and bring Denny that first championship. They're going to have to be spot on. I mean, that's overlooked. People can talk about it now all they want, but you know, we're close to playoff time. You got to get your, you know, right together if you're going to be moving on. And yes, Denny Hamlin for the first time in this format has cushion with these precious playoff points, and has a chance to add a few more to that mix here with Darlington, of course, and Indianapolis, where he fell short, and he's going to be in chopping a bit to get to Indianapolis. That's next week, the season finale at Indy next week with those guys over there. So it's draws a situation there, Big D, as he switches it to what the playoff situation would be like right now. Denny Hamlin, actually, if the playoffs were to start this week, he would have 1 point above Martin Truex in that spot there. So, I mean, a chance to add some more points to it there. So, Hamlin, Joe Gibbs Racing has won almost half, really, of the regular season points this year, regular season races this year. Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr. all have 4 wins. And who's missing in that, folks? Take a wild guess. Yeah, Erik Jones. Erik Jones has no wins. And Erik Jones, going back to that race a couple weeks ago at Bristol, he had an opportunity to win that race there and got too much of the wall there, battling the lead with Matt DiBenedetto right there. And that cost him an opportunity to win that race. So Erik Jones there, going to have some work to do come playoff time if he does not get a win in the next couple of weeks there. And you look at the bubble here. And, oh, yeah, that also brings up. Oh, yeah, so hold that thought, Big D. I'll get to that in a second here real quick there. But just to wrap it up here, Newman has the final spot right now. Daniel Suarez, Newman, Erik Jones is 57 up. And two drivers are in trouble. Bowyer, Jimmy Johnson, who's going to be must-win mode and has to be really at this point of the game, but he can probably still get points, but them stage points at this moment in the ball game, critical. Menard, yeah, you're going to need some mapping right there. So, but yeah, anyways there, yeah. Bristol, man, that was a heck of a battle there between, not only that, just throughout the race there. I came home to watch the early part, the second half of the race on, had, again, obligations to take care of a couple weeks ago, so I did not watch the entire race, but I've gone back and picked a few pieces and parts here and there about the race. And, of course, you have to watch the end of the race there where, of course, Newman, again, had to play a big part in this thing. So, yeah, that Matt DiBenedetto, if he's going to make something happen, yeah, he's going to have to take some huge chances here if he is going to be an upset, and we see some wild stuff happen. But yeah, it's going to take a Hail Mary for DiBenedetto and those guys, Menard, Stenhouse, Austin Dillon, who's falling off the face of the earth here with bad finish after bad finish. Jimmy Johnson, no refound. I mean, yeah, you run. I mean, yeah, 8 top 20 is not going to cut it, buddy. It's not cut it. You know it. You know better. You're a 7-time champion. Clint Bowyer, his summer slump might put him out of the playoffs. Yeah, so speaking of which, Big D reminded me of something before we will end with EG3 Hummus stickers tonight. Before we get to that, of course, we'll talk more about Darlington later this week. We'll have a bonus episode coming up later this week. And we'll also talk K-State football. That begins this weekend as well. So, and of course, news coming out of NASCAR. Before we get to our segment here, Matt Borland, the crew chief for Ty Dillon for Tremaine Racing, he's been busted. He's been suspended indefinitely for violating NASCAR rules. So, in most partly the substance abuse, whatever you want to put it at, let's just put it like it is. Yeah, he violated NASCAR rules. That's that. 3Y with EG3 rolls on. EG3 Healy, guys, for a few more minutes. My newest weekly segment. And I almost blew past this. Thank you, Big D, for reminding me of this. You're going to be hearing this the rest of the way. My special. I'm going to pull my notes up here real quickly here. Have it right here. And oh, also, speaking of which, go back to the truck series, folks. Speaking of violating NASCAR policy, that also put Tyler Dipple in that situation. Stunning news from the truck series, Young's Motorsports. Tyler Dipple coming off that brilliant finish a couple weeks ago. Tyler Dipple, he got busted for violating NASCAR rules. the policy for NASCAR. So he is suspended indefinitely. We saw, I believe it was Dylan Lupton who placed Dipple in that truck. I'm not 100% sure about that. But yeah, Dipple busted. Matt Borland also busted by NASCAR. They are both suspended indefinitely. All right, new segment here on the show called Book It or Cook It. So I'll have three topics I want to talk about. Book it means that's going to happen for sure in my opinion. And on the other end, if I say cook it, Big D, that means, yeah, that's going to go in the frying pan. And that's going to be the other end of the spectrum at that. So let's just familiarize our folks who listen to this podcast what we're talking about. All right, three topics I want to talk about tonight. Grant Infinger. I talked about him earlier on tonight's podcast a little bit. And Grant Infinger, 2 points above the cut line right now, going to Vegas. Will he transfer in to the next round? And this guy, right now, the regular season champion, in trouble. Can he make a final push to keep alive his chances to transfer in to the next round? I'm going to say book it, because he was my pick earlier few episodes in the podcast that, you know, Grant Infinger, he had a strong regular season, even though he should have won at least two races that come to my mind. He had faster trucks of the Thor Sport team stable, and 13th place coming out of there, out of Canada, does not help the situation, but you're going to a racetrack where you've won last year in thrilling fashion, overtime, triple overtime at that. Grant Infinger, you're going back to a Monhat, your bread and butter Monhat track. I say book it. He will transfer on to next round and make some noise in that next round. So moving on to the second topic that Big D cooked up here. We got some fine music playing in the background here. Xfinity Series. Justin Allgaier. I talked about him in the first segment early on tonight's podcast. Will he, and this is talking about the broader picture, bigger picture. We know he's going to be in the postseason. Will he get a victory before the year's over? This is talking about playoffs beyond. Man, this is really, I was on the cusp on this. I'm going to go bold prediction here. Knowing his situation, and I was on the fence of saying no here in the situation. Will he get a big? I say book it on this one. Justin Allgaier, despite his regular season issues, his struggles, I think somehow he and that team, that race team, and of course, speaking of that race team, Brandt, his sponsor for Junior Motorsports over the past, since he's been there, re-sign. He's going to be in that sponsor. Brandt will stay with Justin for a couple more years. So that's big for Justin Allgaier and Junior Motorsports, Dale Earnhardt Jr. in that race team. That's goodness on that part. I think Justin Allgaier will get a win. Book it in the book. Book that. Take that to the bank. Justin Allgaier will get a win before the calendar year ends. I mean, 6 wins last year and none. You would have told me that top of the year this year, I would have told you, man, I would look at you funny, man. But Allgaier, this team, they're going to find a way to get the victory lane. Write it down, Big D. Book it. Justin Allgaier wins before the year's out. And finally, on my last topic this week, around that cut line, the Cup Series, Clint Bowyer and Jimmy Johnson, will make the playoffs this year. They will not make the playoffs. I say I will stay with my prediction from a few episodes ago. They will not make the playoffs. I went bold on this one a few weeks ago on the podcast, saying that they both will not make it. Daniel Suarez will somehow find a way to point himself into the playoffs, and Newman's going to be Newman. You know, we saw what he did with Matt DiBenedetto now, because these guys right now, Newman, Suarez, Clint Bowyer, Jimmy Johnson, Eric Jones, they should be breathing a sigh of relief that Matt DiBenedetto did not win that race. Because if he did, this thing would have been turned upside down, which I was hoping to happen. But unfortunately, for all of us, really, it did not happen, because all the talk a couple weeks ago was about coming out of that race, the night race at Bristol, was all about Matty D's performance there, coming out of them gloves like Rocky, the underdog story. It would have been a perfect fitting to a perfect situation. And we all know his situation right now, looking for Ryan and all that other stuff, which is unfortunate for him. Did not finish off the second place finish over the weekend. Running off course, unfortunately, got a little loose accordingly and got stupid or did something stupid with the race car, whatever. But yeah, I mean, they should be, and especially Ryan Newman. So maybe that played probably a huge part in that as well. You know the situation, and going into a long race this weekend at Darlington, the Southern 500, and what's at stake here? You can't afford to go out. You're gonna go multiple laps down. Clint Boyer, and we'll talk about this in the preview show coming up later this week on the 3Y NASCAR podcast, but you can't make a mistake this late in the game. And I just believe that Suarez is going to make something happen here, and Newman is just going to be Newman, and Boyer and Jimmy Johnson are going to miss the playoffs. And knowing Clint Boyer's situation in that, you know, there's questions going around that. He might not be that guy next year in that 14 rad. And Jimmy Johnson not missing the playoffs ever up until this point, cook it. What was the statement? Clint Boyer, Jimmy Johnson will both make the playoffs. I say cook that. They will not. They both. I made that prediction 3 weeks ago, way before they were both out. And I say they still be out of it in this case. I mean, this slumber slump that Clint Boyer's in, it's going to cost him. I'm telling you, it's going to cost him opportunity to run the playoffs, and that's going to be something everybody's going to be talking about. And Jimmy Johnson, yeah, you're in must-win mode. There is no point-waste situation. Yeah, I'm still puzzled at the fact that the crew chief change, you know, this late in the ball game with five races ago, I did not agree with that situation. So that's probably one of the worst decisions that Rick Hendrick has made. Yeah, I said it right here first on the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Rick Hendrick made a bad decision to make crew, did not give Kevin Mendering. Yeah, you say it's performance business and whatnot, all this other stuff, but you have to make, if you want to make that change, you should have did it a little earlier instead of wait 5 races before the cutoff, and it's going to come back to bottom anyway. So 48-14, cook it. They will miss the playoffs. They will not, Big D, they will not make the playoffs this year, both them drivers, and they'll give us something to talk about. So write that down. Man, this has been a great show. Post-race edition of the podcast. 3Wide, ending it with EG3 helmet stickers from the weekend, and then we'll close the show with that, because we will come back to you later this week to preview the race weekend. Darlington, the Xfinity Series, and Cup Series will take center stage. We all know what's going to go on right there. All right, folks, here, EG3 helmet stickers of the week. Let's get right down to it from the Xfinity Series. We got Christopher Bell, Cass Grala, Jeremy Kmetz, EG3 helmet stickers in the Xfinity Series, and of course yesterday in the Gang Outdoor Truck Series playoff race number 2, Brett Moffitt kicked everybody's rear end there, EG3 helmet sticker there. The 51 of Alex Taglioni, I got EG3 helmet sticker, and a water performance there from Austin Hill, first time in these playoffs there, EG3 helmet sticker there. And honorable mention from my producer Big D belongs to Noah Gregson, Junior Motorsports top 5 finish, EG3 helmet stickers this week. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? EG3 helmet stickers this week. My favorite part of this part of the show, of every post-race show. Brett Moffitt, Alex Taglioni, Austin Hill, Cash Grala, Jeremy Kmetz, Noah Gregson, C. Bell, Christopher Bell, EG3 helmet stickers of the week. So great performances all the way around. So there is that as well. And before we sign off tonight on the 3Y NASCAR podcast, EG3, man, I gotta give my man a shout out, Troy Aikman. This is not NASCAR. You want to be real. Everybody wants to be, you know, do what they want to do. But this This right here, this was an awesome tweet. Probably the awesomest tweet of the year, in my opinion, coming from Troy Aikman, calling out probably one of the more overrated sports media people in the business, in my opinion. I know I'm not the only person that thinks about that. I know I'm not the only person, because I know a few of my friends don't like this cat. I know a few other people that I've listened to don't like him. Doug Gabley, he got called out big time on social media. And are you gonna pull up, or you want me some? I'll summarize it. But he said that I'm gonna keep PG-13 now. He said that was total BS right there. You don't call Angela a quitter, this and that. I know that's not what it all said, but that's pretty much saying that Andrew Luck did not quit on his team, whatnot. I'm pretty much accurate on that, actually. But yeah, Doug Gottlieb saying Doug Gottlieb stuff, and Troy Aikman put Doug Gottlieb out on the bench. Woo! That was awesome. That, I just wanted to bring that up before we sign. I wanted to close with that tonight. So, I mean, that was being real as it gets right there. Troy Aikman putting Doug Gottlieb on blast on Twitter. Yeah, and that's, and for those of you who've been kind of sleeping in the hornet's nest there, yeah, stunning news from the NFL. Andrew Luck retiring from the NFL at 29 due to a lot of injuries and going through this cycle I talked about in his press conference there over the weekend there, you know, trying to come back from injuries and dealing with that whole situation there and really thinking about it hard. And yeah, damn, man, big D. I was like, me and the wife talked about it. It's like, I'm still stunned how that happened as well. So, man, but Andrew Luck doing what he has to do, you know, not only for, you know, present tense, but for his future, for his family as well. So, you know, Andrew Luck doing the right thing there. But, you know, Doug Gottlieb saying some stupid stuff on Twitter, and Troy Aikman put him on blast. I love it, man. So that, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit here tonight with you guys, and we're in it with that, Big D. It's been a great show. We're back, baby. 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast back. We'll be back later this week for a preview. And of course, I have another new segment that I want to incorporate as well. I've been working on some things, and of course, I got my man working on a new, kind of an old school logo for the podcast. It's really a tribute to this week, but I might keep it. Depending on how it looks, I might go roll with it for the rest of the years. So, Twitter world, whoever follow me on Twitter, again, at @EG3_FastEddie, be on the lookout for our Twitter avatar changing this week. I'm excited to see it. It's supposed to be finished tomorrow, so I'm very anxious to see how it turns out. But Big D, let's close this thing down. We gotta eat, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, post race edition style of the podcast, post race Canada and Road America. Congratulations to Christopher Bell and Brett Moffitt, your winners this weekend. And we will be back later on this week. It's been a blast. Big D, thanks for coming over today and doing you. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all for listening to the post-race podcast. It'll be up back on our normal schedule on Wednesday night. Be out on the lookout, and just stay tuned for any news on upcoming guests coming up. But right now, we are signing off for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. And remember, tell your friends. We'll see you. We'll talk to you later.
With EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3-Wide. 3-Wide.